the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Let's go deep with some existential questions. Now, this is not an area I live well. I'm shallow. I lack depth. And this will illustrate that. Or maybe it won't. Maybe I'll realize there's something there.
Okay. Maybe you'll learn something.
These? Do you ponder these?
Yeah, all the time.
You do?
Sure.
Cummings, do you?
Yeah.
Kelly? Do you ponder these sort of existential questions?
I mean, I don't think about them on my own, but when somebody says them out loud, I'll take a minute to sit with it. But no, I don't think to myself, is there meaning to my life?
That's the very first one. Steve?
Yeah.
I don't think about it that much.
No, I don't either. Yeah.
Because
okay. First one. And then there are poll results to see if you match with a majority of people or if you are the exception.
No.
Is there meaning to life? Now, this is not the type of thing where you can go, well, it is blah, blah, blah. It's yes or it's no.
Like, were we put here to fulfill a certain thing or?
Yeah, I guess.
No.
I say no.
I say no.
Yeah, no.
I want it to be yes.
It is
yes.
I like
to think that we can.
Joe, you say yes.
We can give our life meaning.
Yes. See, that's the nuance. Like, if it's just yes or no,
yeah.
It's no.
But, like, we weren't put here for a purpose.
No. Joe, you say yes. What was the purpose?
To feed the earth.
To feed the earth?
Absolutely. That's what every life form is. That's what every life form is put on earth for, to feed on itself.
It all eats itself.
I mean, I don't think I would, like, I don't have a purpose like someone like Joel Osteen would. Say, I was put here because God chose me to bring, you know.
To bring whatever
the masses,
you bring.
Yeah. His, you know, message.
So you think it's just to feed? Is this a way of justifying having DoorDash and Uber Eats on the way to your house at the same time?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Wings. The earth is feeding you right now and you'll feed it later.
Exactly.
I don't think our lives inherently have meaning. I think we give meaning to our lives.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel.
Like, I think I have purpose, but I don't think you're born with a purpose, so to speak.
You think you acquired a purpose?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you acquired.
And that, would you say that purpose changes over time? If not,
not at the root core. No, the root core is to make the lives of people around me better.
And that's always been your purpose?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't always succeed at that.
61% say yes, there is meaning to life. 39% say no.
But I wonder in what sense those people chose their answers.
Yeah. It's not as, it, to me, that's way beyond a simple yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right. Second one. Do you believe in fate?
No. Mm.
Kelly says no. With a snort. Almost. Steve?
No.
Howings.
Sometimes.
I'm totally.
I don't know how you can think sometimes.
Well, I know that doesn't make sense, but the logical part of me says no. Fate is BS. Like, things happen the way they happen. It's everything's chance and coincidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there are those moments where you just go, how did that just happen? Or why did that? Like, you got to be kidding me. Like you can't wrap your mind around why one incident happens or another at any given moment. And you just go, that has no explanation. And I have a hard time giving an example of that. But we've all had those moments where you go, how is that even possible? Like, that's so crazy. The sequence of things that just happened in my life that had to be fate. Like, it had to be.
Yeah.
See, and I'll chalk it up to good timing. And I just had this conversation over the weekend because a girlfriend, a new friend actually I had met, talked about how her car accident ended up being the best thing that ever happened to her because she ended up getting a new car, a new job. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. As soon as I totaled my car 2 days after I'd paid it off. Terrible timing. Mm-hmm. However, it was not my fault. So the insurance company sent me a check for exactly what my car was worth. And I paid way under what it was worth just to get it off of a lot. It allowed me to get the car that I needed to move up here to Michigan because I went from a teeny tiny little Civic to this awesome little SUV. It was perfect timing. Would I call that fate? No. And we had that.
It's a nice coincidence.
Because
it could have gone the other way.
Absolutely.
It could have been your fault. You could have not had the money. to replace the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
I saw like what Hot Wings was talking about, all those little things. I saw that explained years ago as the, they referred to it as the magic of large numbers. And with 7 billion people on Earth, there are going to be people who have perfect things. Like, it wasn't what they were referencing, but at the time I was reading that, it was about the same time that couple realized when they were looking at photos of each other's childhood that they had been photographed one behind the other at Disney World.
Yeah.
It really is mind-bending.
30 years before that or whatever. And they weren't, like, one person was from around the Orlando area, the other person was from, like, Maryland.
Right.
And then they met at college, got married, and like, oh my God, that's me in that stroller behind you standing up with mouse ears on. And that's, it's amazing, but it's also plausible because there's 7 billion people.
It's the same thing as winning the lottery. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah, I only feel like there's fate when bad things happen. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But
for me, I used to absolutely was like, yep, fate. Fate is a thing. And then as that went away, I also lost that thing that said, because if things went well, I assumed I would die in a car wreck the next day or some other tragedy would befall. Like, oh, my gosh, too many good things happened. Something bad's going to even this out.
Oh, totally.
And when I stopped about the same time that I realized fate's really probably not a thing for me, that went away, too. So that was kind of.
So you lost your belief in karma, basically, the world balancing itself.
Kind of did.
But balancing itself, yeah.
Though
I still
want to think karma is a thing.
It's fun. Yeah, that and fate and maybe having a purpose. I think that's in the, for me, it's the, I want to believe that because it's fun. But
well, it's better to believe and it's fun to believe in people getting instant karma and all that. But when that happens, it's just, again, it's just chance.
Because too many jerks don't get it.
Exactly. It's the same reason why so many jerks are so successful all the time and die jerks but wealthy and having it all.
Now, this text, sort of the counterpoint to what I said regarding Kelly's story about fate with your car. It says, using Kelly's story as an excellent example of fate, it also could prove it's real. Her situation could have gone totally different, as Freebeer said, but it didn't. And that's literally the definition of fate, they say. Mm-hmm. Which I guess, yeah.
Then what would you call the definition of the person who slammed into the back of me? Bad timing?
That's also
maybe
fate.
That was their
fate.
Fate
for them, too.
She was put on Earth so that you could get a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that means that everything in that woman's life leading up to that was so that something good could happen to you, which is a bad way to think about
ultimately,
it.
Ultimately,
I know. And when you put it that way, I'm like, maybe it was fate.
It was.
See, this is where these conversations get me, because one half of me is like, nah, logic. And then the other half of me is all like, wait a second.
See, well, and that could have been fate, because when that happened, that allowed you to have it proven to you that your coworker at the time didn't give a rat's ass about you and
that's
propelled
so
you to leave and come here.
That is so true. The dominoes did start falling right in the
really a lot of
direction.
A lot of chips were falling fast in that situation.
57% believed in fate. 43% said no.
Well, what about us in the middle now? Because I was downright determined, like, no, Hot Wings is right. Fate's not real. And now I'm kind of like, maybe it is. Is there a blurred area in here? Percentages of people?
I'd say these are all blurred.
Okay.
Ask me tomorrow. I might answer all different on all of them. Hot Wings, is there such a thing as true love?
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, there are. I think there are some people. I don't think everybody's going to experience it, but I think there are some who definitely experience it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, it is like a very much a soulmate thing where it's like you being two people together. And I mean, it is.
It's obvious from the moment they meet.
Without question. Yeah, that
definitely happens. From the moment they meet. So are you talking?
I don't think it has to be the moment they meet necessarily, but
because that's
no,
different.
I don't want. I don't mean to cloud it. No, it says, is there such a thing as true love?
But true love is like Hot Wings is saying, soulmate.
Mm-hmm. It's how you define it.
Mm. Yeah, true love. Yes,
I'm soulmate, staying hands off on this.
I don't think soulmate. So, because soulmate is the whole idea that there's one person.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Again, that goes into the, you know, the idea of there's 7 billion people. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be more than one person that could be like ultimately perfect.
You could
for
probably
you.
Find five or so.
You know, probably. You know,
all right. So Hot Wings is a yes, Joe.
No,
there's no such thing as true love. What does true love mean to
well,
you?
Well, I guess you know what I take it back. I do think there is a true love. I think I'm on the same page as everybody else.
You don't think it's a... Okay.
I don't think necessarily...
Here's two different questions. Yeah. Is there such a thing as true love, and is there such a thing as one true love? Because that's kind of what Hot Wings said. And I think that's kind of what you're getting at, too.
Pretty much. I mean,
like, if you miss out on the one, like, if your one true love dies in a car crash so Kelly can get a new Honda so she can move.
Nobody dies in a crash.
Do you have to be single the rest of your life?
Just a little side note there.
That's what you think.
You don't have to be single, but you'll be miserable because you won't have your true love. Yeah, I look at, like, a lot of couples who... You know, say you're at a wedding and they're doing the thing where they're like, and anyone married more than 60 years? And there's usually like, well, I shouldn't say usually, but there might be one couple who's left there alone and everyone claps and that's great. And a lot of times I would assume that they loved each other from the get-go. But when you're that old, back in the day, marriages traditionally were put together in some way. Even if it wasn't arranged by your family, it was usually because you needed, you know, to have kids and, you know, a social family unit to all just help out doing things. And a lot of people, I assume, lived a lot of years miserable.
I think so. I think I know people now that I think to myself, I don't know how they're together. They don't like one another. How is it that I'm divorced and those people are together?
And it's more...
Oh, my God. They're like, that is... There might be something there. It might be a cohesive relationship in some manner, like a good working thing or something, but that is not what love is.
They can run
They
can run the business of family together.
Yes.
But they don't love each other.
Boy, are they off on a different page.
So that's a no. That's a no.
Nah.
Kelly was a...
I believe in true love. I don't believe in soulmates.
Okay. The question is there such a thing as true love?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
True love. And I say yes for that.
69% say yes to true love. Okay, the next two, I'm very interested in your answers. I'm interested in your answers for all of them. It's not like those first ones, just like, oh, let's get through these. Who does that? One is, do we actually have free will? Which sort of gets to the root of our, and maybe this might be one later, are people born good and evil? Or is everyone just making choices along the way? We'll get to that. That's very, very deep for a bunch of morons sitting around a mostly round table. But it's what we do.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.